Okay. Nesivah Shalom, Reish Nun Vav. The Nesivah Shalom here is talking about the advantages of the levels of Ben and Eved, being a son or a servant of Hashem. Va'amnam. Everybody have the same places either? Yeah. Amnam. Despite all of the tremendous advantages of Ben, Moshe Rabbeinu was praised. He was only praised with the attribute of servant. As the pasuk says, "Loi chein avdi Moshe." Not so my servant Moshe. B'chol beisi nemanu. In my entire house, he is trustworthy. Chayin Ksiv, so also it says, Vayomos Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe, the servant of Hashem, died there. Ki Yisra'usa de l'sata shel Adam, he bevchinis Eved. Because the person's part, says the Nesivah Shalom, is to be a servant. What a person needs to do, the awakening from below needs to be Hashem's servant. Then the person merits a closeness from above, where the person is granted this relationship of child. I mean, if you conduct yourself like an Eved to Hashem, I'll treat you like a child. And the other answer to this question, why he himself has said this in the past, why Moshe is called a servant of Hashem instead of the child of Hashem, is so he answered above. There is no one throughout Tanakh that is ever called the son of Hashem. No one. Because there is no one person that is the son of Hashem. Right? We are all children of Hashem. And it's only said so upon the entire Klal Yisrael. You are children to Hashem. Yisrael is my firstborn child.
Concept that we're all connected.
Right. There is no such thing as a person being a son of Hashem. It's a general. So when Hashem is talking about Moshe, Hashem is not going to say Moshe, the son of Hashem.
There's a different religion.
That's a different religion. Who al derech mibsori erz eleka. This is to be understood as the pasuk says, "From my own flesh, I can see Hashem." Meaning that we can learn from ourselves how to relate to Hashem. Shaben lo aviv lo itzarach haben mitzidei l'shum asiyah. To become a child, the child doesn't need to do anything, right? Parents need to do something in order to make a child, but the child doesn't need to do anything to be a child. Whereas a slave needs to sell himself as a slave to become a servant of the master. The servant has to sell himself to servitude. So once again, so what he's saying is a servant is something that comes from below. We have to be the servant of Hashem. When we're the servant of Hashem, Hashem treats us like a child. That comes from above. Ikar dargosei shel adam hu mashem masig ha'yidei avidosei sheshkia ba'atzmai. The main levels of a person is what the person achieves through the service, meaning that the person invests in himself. Ha'hoin atzmi sheloi. It is his personal whatever a person invests in himself, meaning in toil, in the service of Hashem,
from Tagger.
Right, that is what will that is what will be there for the person throughout all of a person's life's circumstances, and situations. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was praised with this Shu'evet Hashem, meaning he is a servant of Hashem, and that happened through his own service. To call somebody, let's say it would be possible to call somebody a son of Hashem. All that talks about, when you say somebody is a son of Hashem, all that talks about is Hashem's favoritism to that person. It doesn't say anything about what the person has done. When you say somebody is an Eved, you're saying that that person is a servant. You're talking about the person instead of talking about the parent.
Couldn't you say a person's acting like a son? Just like he's acting like an Eved?
You could, but you need to describe that. Meaning, just by saying someone is so-and-so's son, you're not saying anything about the son. When you say that's someone's eved, you're saying that that person serves so and so. Va'agresh hezik ha'atzma di'korei eved Hashem zogal ha'cholam adregez ha'iloyes. Especially when you have the Torah testifying that a person is a servant of Hashem. So the Torah is saying that this person is a real servant. Not just that he calls himself a servant. The Torah wouldn't testify. The Torah is emes, right? The Torah wouldn't testify about a person that he's an eved if the person is not truly an eved. Whereas Ben is a metzias. It's not something
to do anything. Right.
I'm troubled in English by the word servant and slave.
They're interchangeable. The same word is used for both.
In Lashon HaKodesh, but in English
there's a little bit
of usually a servant's a little more autonomous.
I'm picturing slave, you know, the guy who's being beaten with the whip, and servant, the butler, who's an employee who serves you.
Who can quit.
But then the son also has that ability to be the servant to their father.
Okay, now the fact that you have the image of a slave being beaten, that has really nothing to do with this, because slaves don't need to be beaten. So really, Eved means a slave. But it means a slave in a sense that one is totally bottle, so one is totally, that one has no identity besides that of a dealer master. That is really what Eved means. It's not, we're not talking about an employee that can quit. That's really what Evan means. Evan means someone who is totally forfeited their own identity to the identity of their master. So when we're Evan Hashem, we mean that we are, that's our identity. Totally Evan Hashem. A principal in Milwaukee a while ago in my father's school, Yeshiva Elementary School. So he was pacing watching the kids daven, and he saw that one of the kids was davening Nischa Ashkenaz. In the school, in Milwaukee, they davened Nischa Sfarad. The school davened Nischa Sfarad. So one of the kids was davening Nischa Ashkenaz. He walked over to the kid and he said, the Nusach here in the school is Nusach Sfar. So the kid says, my family doubts Nusach Ashkenaz. So he left the kid alone. He wasn't sure what to do. So he asked my father what to do. My father said, call Rishmo Kamenetsky. So he called Rishmo. Rishmo said to him, tell the kid that he should daven nusach svard, because that's the minhag of the school, and tell the kid's parents that since they are members of the of Rabbi Twersky's kehillah, they should also change the nusach svard. Rabbi Shmuel said. So the principal said to Rabbi Shmuel, I'm also part of the Rabbi Twersky's kehillah. Should I change the nusach svard too? Rabbi Shmuel said, no, you're an employee. You're going to be fired one day.
And then he can change.
He's not there
because that'll be a member.
He's not there anymore.
Your membership is dependent on employment.
Their membership is membership.
Their membership. They decided to become members of the Kehillah. They're not. It's not dependent on employment. So you should say the Nisgashim.
So does that apply here?
I asked Rav that.
Turn it off now.
Rav said we should have whatever. Or is that
I think people should. Again, I think here there's. I'm more focused on everybody being comfortable with what they do.
Doesn't apply anywhere.
New politician.
Good Aryeh family davening Nusach Ashkenaz. People, kids in that school are davening every Nusach under the sun. They say Halam Yom Hatzmaut. Half the kids don't say, half the kids do say. I mean, it's a completely mix-up. It's no different. It's okay. Shiver, Hanasek, or anywhere else in Chicago.
Right.
It's not like Milwaukee, maybe, where there's one community and one rose.
That's right. I think that's the difference.
And here, it's, you know, everybody's got a different love. Right. Or three or four.
Yeah.
So that's the minhag in this shul, to daven a variety of new songs.
Right. Is that going to be the same thing?
Everybody should feel comfortable. Yes, everybody should feel comfortable with what they do. That's how I have the same thing with Mitzvah and Achal Moed. We're totally not makbid.
Right, they separate.
Yeah.
They go in the back. That's why I asked you.
Okay.
No heat, no light.
Right. We were to do it, it'd be lots of heat.
Okay, so after Moshe Rabbeinu had purified himself to be called an Eved Hashem, that is when he merited all these lofty levels. It is for this reason that Gamlein is Kaimwa Luchas Rishonis, that this is why the first Luchas did not. Did not last. Vashniyah is in the sky when the second luchas did last. Kirishan is high by the Yisrusa de Leila. The first luchas came down by an awakening from above. Bihimidas ahave v'bchinis banim. It came from Hashem's love to us, treating us like His children. Mezelin is kaim biyadam. Something that a person doesn't toil for, something that we don't work for, something that we don't deserve, that's something that doesn't last. But the second lucha, shekiblu aydei is atzmos ba'avodu, tefillah l'Hashem, kolor abayim yayim, the second lucha is that we accepted through our excessive toiling in avoda and prayer for those 40 days, maybe this yira, with the fear of Hashem, of b'chinas avodim as slaves or servants. I like the word servants better. Ajnis b'ayislam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem was appeased. V'nozlam yema kippurim asad luchas hashniyaz, Hashem gave us an yom kippur, the second luchas. Ilun eskaim b'yada. These are the ones that lasted, because it was something that we worked for, something that we toiled for.
So do we have to assume then that the this avoda that we're talking about was not just Moshe Rabbeinu davening up there, which of course he did, but it must have been a lot of work in Israel.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. It's for this reason that in the first lucha is the word toiv doesn't appear. The word good. The second lucha is nema toiv. The word toiv is there. By kibud avim, it says by the second luchais, and not by the first luchais.
What does that have to do with the luchais? The tovloch isn't talking about the luchais and stuff, is it? The tovloch.
In by kibud avim, it says.
What does that have to do with the luchais, though?
The first luchais, it doesn't say the words of the tovloch. So the word toiv does not appear in the first luchais. Why? Because the ultimate good is what a person achieves through their toil. Right? That's why Hashem created. That's why Hashem created the world. It's because one who is good wants to do good. Right? Since Hashem is the ultimate good, Hashem wants it to do good. For neshamas to bask in His presence without having toiling for it, that's not good. Good is somebody working and deserving and receiving. That's good. Giving somebody gifts, the person, the recipient, doesn't appreciate the good. Good is when a person works for something and he achieves it. And this is why Bnei Yisrael said, "Nasa v'nishma." We will do and we will hear. Meaning, "Nasa v'b'chinas avodim." Nasa is we will do. Meaning, we will act. We will be servants of Hashem. V'nishma, and then we will hear. Then we will be zoichet to that concept of b'chinas banim, to the concept of being children. V'schidu v'b'chinas avodim v'bidas ayira. And they began with this concept of being avodim, with this attribute of yira, nasa. We will do. We will be servants of Hashem. V'amad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem said, "Mi gila l'bonai rozeh," who revealed to my children the secret? Shemalachi Hashoros Mishtam Shemboi, words that the angels use. Shemalachi Hashoros Avidosim Mebchinas Avodim. Angels serve Hashem as servants. They have totally no other identity besides Malachi Hashem. Kedisim Zohar HaKadosh. As it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Al Yonim Le Karabonim, Le Tachtonim Karabonim. Hashem did not call the upper beings children. Hashem only called the lower beings children.
How do you get out of Nishma Lo Banim? Nasa, maybe you can come up with Evan.
No, what he established over here is that avodim is what we do. Banim is what Hashem does. Meaning, if we do what we need to do is serve Hashem. That's what we need to do. When we serve Hashem properly, Hashem bestows upon us this level of being banim.
That's
not something that we do.
Where do you get that?
So he's saying, so the word nasa v'nishma, meaning nasa is what we do. Nishma is that we get to hear what Hashem is going to say. Right? We do our part of being avodah. And then we'll be zoicha to hear from above Hashem calling us His children. This we can understand the dispute between Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua in Tishrei Nivra Olam v'Nisan, whether the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan. Tishrei and Yimei Din v'Yom Nairon. Tishrei are days of justice, awesome days. Midas Ayira, it is the days of awe. V'Nisan or Midas Ahava. Nisan is a time of love. It's Pesach. Pesach was a time that everything came from above. We didn't do anything to deserve our redemption. V'Cholikim v'Ma'as Chola. The dispute between Eliezer and Yeshua is, what does a person need to begin with? What does a person's world need to be created with first? In midas ayira, in midas ahava, with the attribute of fear or the attribute of love. And I'm kind of like Rabbi Eliezer, and we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. The betishnei nivra oila. I don't think so, actually. I think we hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah.
I thought that for world's birthday was Hayom Haras Olam, we say, by Tishrei. right.
If I am Haras, there's a different. There's the,
hold on.
Huh?
I thought we held it. The world's created Nisan.
Yeah, the world. We all the world's created Nisan. Tosfos resolves the Machlokes that the birth of the world was in Nisan, and the conception of the world was in Tishrei. So that's why we say Ayam Haras. Haras comes from the word of Haroyan, of pregnancy. It's the day the world was conceived, whatever that means.
Well, what we keep saying over and over again on Rosh Hashanah, today is the birthday. What do we mean by that?
Conception of the world.
Mistranslation.
Right. So the Tosfos says that's when the machshava of the world came into being. The creation of the world came into being. So he says, "Anan kaim lan k'rabbi Eliezer, the petition of Roilam." We hold like k'rabbi Eliezer that the world was created in Tishrei. K'mo she'aymer b'tfilah, as we say by the davening, "Zayim t'chilas masecha." This is the day of the beginning of your actions. Ki aschola yivamidas ayira. The beginning is with the attribute of fear. The b'chinas eved. Ve'achkach b'anim v'b'chinas b'anim. Then we come to this level of children. That's how we understand the year begins with the awesome days, and then it goes into the days of joy of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Fear is the cleansing that a person goes through before the person reaches this level of love. Which is the time of our joy, Shmini Atzeres. First comes the left that is under my head, which is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. That begins with smoil, with the left, with the small doicha, with the yira. And afterwards, his right will embrace me. That's Sukkot.
The idea of a Yom Yar HaRasolim is pretty. It's a very interesting idea. The conception. That's the Yom Yamid B'Mishpat. That's the big day. That's before the Leida itself. The time that you don't even see anything going on. That's the Yom Yamid B'Mishpat comes out. Very interesting. I don't know what it means, but
the Tosfos says Masham Maizes. A person needs to have clarity in one's holy service. Meaning, person needs to know when to apply the concept of being a servant of Hashem, and when to apply this concept of being a children of Hashem. The aim is like I'm Shneim, and then when do both work together? Right, the pasuk says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. So therefore, navir tchila anyanim shala adam la'ir v'hem yiras Hashem. So let's first clarify the areas where a person needs to awaken the concept of, where a person needs to apply the concept of the fear of Hashem, Mr. Usa the Lasata, with this awakening from below, with tremendous toil, this concept of being slaves. So when does a person need to apply this concept of avdus? So Aleph, number one is, v'inyanei sur meira, when it comes to areas of turning away from evil. The Eishim is Gabriel of Koyach HaTav. When a person feels that their power of desire is overcoming them. Yeah, Hava Yisroi is a person who has bad loves. She'oza klal k'mesha'om ha'mor na'asavah k'deshim aslanam s'chus yagan adainu. Then the rule is, as the Aslanam Rebbe said, Ra'i i'av shalaka b'sechliyas. One cannot uproot evil with logic. V'i'av shalaka is Gabriel HaTav ha'beyeres ba'odam. one cannot uproot the overcoming of desire, the desire overcoming him, the desire that burns within a person. Well, the only way to overcome that is through fear. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Roeh Es Maaseiv, to think that Hashem is watching over me, u'manish lo evri mitzvoisav, and he punishes those who transgress his commandments. Is din ve'is dayan, there is justice and there is a judge. Hashem Tov said that there's no other way of overcoming taiva, only with yiras ha'einish, only with fear of punishment. So, you know, as many levels, madrigas a person has of being in awe and love of Hashem, that's not going to help a person when it comes to an actual Messiah. And taiva, Hashem Tov said, the only thing that works is yiras ha'einish. Beis lakam, so that's the first instance where a person needs to apply yira, is when it comes to turning away from evil, meaning a time of an assignment. Beis lakam akirboy, another case where a person needs to apply yira is to uproot from within the person hayitzorim ha'afelim ha'midas rois, the dark yetzaharas and bad midas, bad character traits. For that, a person needs fear and mainly tremendous toil. What he means over here more is the sense of servitude. A person needs to, that's where it's required to really apply oneself and toil. Say, for example, the concept of jealousy. Lucky be Yosef, b'chinas tikravna atzmaiskina, tikravna atzmaiskina. If a person feels that he's smitten in this area, that he feels that he's jealous of others. Shloirach shein is sameach v'simchas shachaveiroi. Not only is the person not happy with somebody else's simcha, it's not just I'm not joyous with somebody else's joy. That person's success irks me. Right? When a person feels that, or if a person feels that he is smitten in the area of tava, of desire. Not only, before he talked about it at a time when the taiva is, when a person's desire is on. For that you need your signage. Now he's saying, when a person realizes that they're very prone to taiva, and that the person feels that, realize, looks back at their life, the person sees, look at this, I'm totally not in control. We're talking when a person is able to think. Not at the time of the taiva, but when the person is actually taking a person is actually looking at their day, looking at their life, the person realizes, I'm a bal taiva. What can I do about this?
And you're staring at me.
Clear view.
Exactly. Who else?
Anyway, thank you.
I don't need that. So.
Thank you for coming. I was like show and tell.
For a visual presentation of this speech, please dial.
It says in the pasuk in Baal Yisra that Bnei Yisrael were his avu tavim, they desired to have a desire. That even when they didn't have a taiva, they felt empty. Meaning they desired to have it, that they felt that their life was void when they didn't have a time. They desire to have a desire. Rechim v'chavad. It's also when it comes to seeking of honor. Not only does this person want that the people should respect him, he realizes that he has an ego. To the point that he falls into the category, as Chazal say, that somebody who is haughty, somebody who is arrogant, pushes away the feet of the Shekhinah. Hashem says, I can't live in the same world as a Baal Gaiva. So also any other Baal Kaas, a person realizes that they're prone to anger. Chazal say that when a person gets angry, all types of Gehenim reign over him. He's transformed into an animal when he gets angry. Or somebody who is depressed, or somebody who's lazy. The person finds himself constantly just not doing anything. Despair is eating away at him. We described everybody in the room?
Yeah.
Not the room. By all these, it's impossible to change a midah just with logic, just applying one's, okay, from now on, I'm going to make sure that this doesn't happen. That doesn't work. What is required is excessive toil. I'll call midah for each midah separately. Well, you think midah say yira, and that is through the attribute of yira, of fear. Im ka'avodim, realizing that we need to slave away at uprooting these middos. Uve'ikvias lasas hepech hamido ram shreshes boy. The Rambam says to go to the other extreme of this bad middah that is rooted within him. Hashi akrena, until he uproots it, v'yashana tiv'yashaloi, and he'll be able to change his nature. Lashon HaRambam, as the Rambam says, Ketzad Yirefuasam, how does a person heal these bad character traits? Mishu Bal Chema, somebody who's an angry person. We tell him to conduct himself, Shemuhuka V'kulal, even if he is hit or cursed, LaYargish Klal, he should not even, he should conduct himself as if he doesn't feel it. He should walk in this way for a longer period of time until he feels that anger is totally out of it. And if he's an arrogant person, he should conduct himself in a degrading way. This all requires tremendous toil.